Hey, everybody, this is your Divine Purpose Insights podcast, and I'm Laura Molitor, your host and Divine Purpose coach and spiritual activist. Thanks for joining me here today. We do this every week. Feel free to subscribe and share the program with others if you like what you hear. You can find out more about me and what I do at beingfreenow.com. So I wonder how many of you out there feel like a rebel. Do you find that you're either feeling like you're outside the norm, bucking against the prescribed so-called way of doing things or behaving? Or maybe you're more of a follower, but you feel the constraints of that. You'd like to be more out there, more free, more independent as a thinker and in your actions. That call to be a rebel can be empowering, and it can also be challenging. I think it may depend on the way we approach that urge from within. Because I think we all do have that urge. It's the desire that God actually put in us to be unique, to follow a path that's ours alone, and to be ourselves. We'll always be rebels in some way if we're true to God's vision for us, because we simply can't be what someone else is, do what they're doing, behave according to some specific role or some certain steps to achievement or joy. To be what we were made to be, we will naturally be unusual. And by that, I mean extraordinary. That might appear as rebellion to the world, but it's actually being very much in the grooves with God's design, which takes out all the stops, but it's also the most productive and right for us and for others as well. Now, if we're being rebellious for the wrong reasons, that's not going to serve us very well. A rebel without a cause, so to speak, is one that isn't governed by the real truth within that divine cause, but's more led by some desire to agitate others with our dissent or to escape from something we don't like. We can wear a rebellion as some egotistical badge of honor or as a badge of shame. That rebelliousness is maybe based on willfulness and not on God's call to us to be special and unique and bold and beautiful in that. That kind of rebellion can go against the flow of others, but it also goes against the flow of what's truly most right for us and for all. And that kind of rebelliousness that without a cause can often end in flames, with us feeling tired of what may be somehow a bit of a charade, a costume of outrageousness we put on to rile others. Or it may be that we continue to think of our being rebellious as being an outsider, unloved, unappreciated, and turning that whole idea into kind of a sense of victimhood. I'm an outsider. I'm just out of everything good. So I'm a rebel, but I'm also a victim. You know, believe me, I've been there. It's really easy to head in both directions of rebellion without a cause. It's very alluring to say to the world, to heck with you. I'm doing it my way and I'll show you. Or on the other hand, to say, I'll just never fit in. No one will ever understand me. I'm just always on the outside looking in. I'm an outcast because I'm not like the others. But is this really aligning with our divine purpose? Are we really serving the core of who we are, which is in every way exceptional, but not defined by one characteristic or another, or by a certain lifestyle or approach that has to be adhered to for success? We talk about finding our niche, but you know, I don't think our niche has been carved out and that we settle into it so that we fit in the world. We carve out our own niche each day as we discover who we are. We create a space of our true purpose and identity by being true to it. And then the waters simply part for that. Beautiful things are experienced. Impressions are made on others that are healing and inspiring, and we've actually made something new outside what has been there before by just living true to ourselves. we discover that niche by creating it through our living of our truth. We're nonconformist because we refuse to be what someone thinks we should be, or even maybe what we believe will be agreeable, or even what we think will stir people up intentionally, but yet not honestly, from a place of authentic truth within, which is God's off-the-charts, out-of-the-box intention for each one of us. That's true rebellion. And it's rebellion with a cause, and that cause is God. It's truth. And that makes our unique approach to things one that is also very grounded and absolutely at one with what's the most beneficial to all. Jesus advised us to come out from the world and be separate, and to be in the world but not of it. It's not to say we reject the world or escape it or that we can't enjoy being a part of things. It means that our unique perspective and our trust in God's wisdom over the world's expectations means we find our way through God's direction and with Him behind us. And then we can bring light to the world without letting its mistaken and limited and critical approaches darken it, darken our light. We feel safe in what we know and what we are because we got it from the source, from the cause. And then we're rebellious against the limitations on the inherent freedom of one and all. But we're not embattled or defensive or self-justifying about that. We're comfortable in our separateness because we feel confident of what we know. We can still commune beautifully with the world because our perspective has changed, but our love is only stronger, sweeter, more honest. And that's serenity for us and peace and healing for others as well. No, everyone won't get it. But you know, as Jesus said, what is that to thee? Follow thou me. That is, follow the truth of your heart. You will touch those ready to receive what you have. You will inspire them, whatever that special expression of your cause appears to be. And those who are not open may see things clearly later or in a different way on their own journey as it unfolds. It's not your concern. Just be true to the cause and specialness that will set you free and will be impactful as well. Cultivate your uniqueness, but don't gloat about it or apologize for it. That's just willfulness and ego coming in again. Just be it with God's backing, a rebel with a cause that is love, that is truth, that is life as it needs to be and should be led. Well, keep me posted on what you discover, and if you need any guidance or a sounding board as you see what life calls for you to do and to say and to be, I would so love to hear from you. You can reach me at lauramolitor@gmail.com. And my website, again, is beingfreenow.com. And I post my spiritual shorts twice a week on beingfreenow.blog. Have a wonderful week. See you next Friday with another Divine Purpose Insights podcast.